Welcome to the Floor Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, the 15th of October, recording at 9:19 p.m. Still British summertime. Now, I noticed that the length of my audios has been creeping up, so I'll try to keep this one a little bit shorter before Friday's big picture long-term outlook. So first, a quick look at the highlights here. And the first thing I would mention is that markets are becoming more active. I think we can attribute most of this to animal spirits, but inevitably that also engenders a little bit of nervousness. But in stock markets, the bulls remain firmly in charge here. Steady action in the Asian markets. Europe slipped a little bit. It had an awfully good day yesterday, and then Wall Street was down most of the day, and so that weighed on Europe, but just small declines, under 1%. And Wall Street closed near the highs of the days with the Dow. Not big gains, but nearly 0.5% on the Dow. So a late rally there. Long-dated government bonds, they're slipping still. Look more on that in a moment. The dollar was easier today. In the commodity markets, we had a shakeout in precious metals that was fairly pronounced. Gold, for instance, is at just under 1050. It had been down as low as 1046, but this is still down about $12.50, and silver is down over 0.5 cent, 53 cents. Platinum, minor decline or a good recovery, because that's only down $9.70. And copper a little bit firmer in here today. Some of the other industrial metals a little bit firmer as well, but the big story is crude oil, and evidently the U.S. Figures for gasoline were down, and I think in terms of stockpiles, and that caused crude to jump. Currently, NYMEX crude is at 77.55, so that's up to 37, and it almost reached $78. So we've got a breakout there. Not surprisingly, given the action that we've seen recently. Okay, so what's going on here overall? Well, I mentioned animal spirits and a certain amount of nervousness. When one listens to the comments on the television programs, as I do, say, early in the morning from my gym, the overall consensus seems to be one of nervousness, feeling that markets have run ahead too far, but that people are sort of overall bullish. Well, that suggests to me that we're still in the wall of worry territory. Yes, it's been a spectacular rally. Yes, it's overstretched relative to the 200-day moving averages, but it's still very consistent. And these trends keep reconfirming on the upside. And my best guess is that it will go on until we see some quite dramatic downward dynamics that do frighten the people who are belatedly putting money into these stock markets. Now, what sort of action might that be? Well, the best possible example, if you don't mind delving into the chart library, is to look at the chart of China on a daily basis and look back in August when it saw that big downside key day reversal. Now, that was an extremely sharp move. We may not get anything as dramatic as that, but I would be awfully surprised if stock markets checked a momentum move without seeing some sort of very clear downward dynamics, and key day reversals would be high on my list of candidates. They won't necessarily all do that, but on a good signal, a number of them will. Now, that would just be the real warning shot across the bows. For a correction, we will need to, rather than just a little pullback and consolidation, for a correction, I maintain, as Owen has before me, that we would need to see breaks in the progression of higher reaction lows. Now look at the daily charts of various stock market indices around the globe, and you will see that throughout this impressive advance that we've had these small pauses. The biggest pause came, depending on which market you're looking at, in that sort of late May, June to mid-July period. And then in mid-July, everything started to take off again. Again, checking those downward moves with upside key day reversals, as you may recall at the time. So the important point, though, is if you want to monitor these indices very closely in terms of their technical integrity, short-term technical integrity, look at the daily charts. Look at the reaction lows following each little pause and consolidation. And you'll notice that you have this remarkable sequence of unbroken higher reaction lows, which is what you get in a strong uptrend. So after some sort of downward dynamic, such as the key day reversals that I mentioned, you can expect to see a break in the, at some point we'll see a break in the progression of higher reaction lows, and that should indicate that we are seeing a correction, which is of course a bigger, in our jargon, it's bigger than a reaction pullback. And in mature markets such as the USA, most of Europe, I would think we would then be looking for reactions on the scale of 10 to 15%. They might be bigger in some of the emerging markets. Again, look at China. China fell 20% in its reaction. I don't expect it to get another one because it's already seen that mean reversion correction and is moving back upwards once again. Now, sounds like I've spent a long time talking about that. I'm doing that so that we can identify those turning points, but in the meantime, I see no evidence of that. All the confirmation and reconfirmation is on the upside. But the higher markets go, it's common sense, the more likely we will be to see some sort of pullback. But when that happens to a number of emerging markets and to Wall Street, and I don't, I will get a bigger setback if it hits a number of markets simultaneously rather than picking them off one by one. But all we would be looking for is that mean reversion towards the rising 200-day moving average. And therefore, we would think that this is a correction that one could ride out unless you're a very short-term hedge fund type operator, but we would regard any correction, any real correction, mean reversion correction, as another buying opportunity. And in rising markets, we prefer to buy on setbacks rather than buying on the upside momentum breakouts, but you don't get that many setbacks of consequence. So therefore, more people will tend to buy the reaffirming breakouts. Now, so this audio isn't too long. Long-dated government bonds. These prices are starting to erode support. Nothing serious at this stage, but things can change rapidly in this type of environment. So we want to keep an eye on that. And it's only just begun with some upside failures in the bond prices. But for certain, yields have stopped moving lower in here right now. It's far too soon to call it a headwind or a bearish signal overall, but you know, it could turn into one if it continues. And I'm certainly going to keep a close eye on what's happening there. U.S. dollar, again, like the stock markets, this move is somewhat overstretched. It's not as overstretched as it was back in, July of 2008, when I'm pretty convinced that we did get some central bank intervention to support the dollar. So it's not that overextended, but it's heading in that direction. Meanwhile, the move is still really quite consistent. Interestingly, in the currencies, and you can see Owen's comments on this today in comment of the day, sterling had a big bounce. Now, sterling really has been hit by short sellers, and they have had a bit of a scare today, and so we may see a bit of a bear squeeze in sterling over the short term. Having switched out of my New Zealand dollars, which served me so well, and back into sterling when sterling fell to a new all-time hysterical low against the New Zealand dollar last week, I'd love to see a good bounce. Bounce right back up to, bounce from 220 all the way back up to 250 or so pounds to the New Zealand dollars to the pound. I would love to see that. I would put my cash trove back into the Kiwi, or maybe the Aussie, because I don't think those currencies will well. I think they will remain generally firm during this bull market. The exceptions being periodic shakeouts, because people are quite long. At this stage, the flip side of that is, of course, they're quite short sterling and also the dollar. There's a possibility that sterling's rebound, if it gathers traction, spills over into the US dollar. I want to keep an eye out for that possibility. Now, precious metals. I'm a little annoyed with myself because silver was struggling there to hold its daily forays above the $18 level earlier this week, and I dithered about taking some of my position out and didn't, and it fell back here 55 cents here today, or back down to 17.36 on the spot position. Overall, I maintain that the best time to pick up silver and other commodities is on setbacks, but this is just an initial downward dynamic, and I would want to see what actually happens tomorrow. I mean, for instance, silver could come back to 17 or a little below and look fine on the charts in terms of the medium-term picture and become a buy. Once again, but at the moment we've had this small downward dynamic as it's backed away from the $18 level. Now, I don't see this as anything other than a little flash of profit taking. After all, there are other markets that are competing for the action, for the speculator and investor's money. Crude oil, one of them, for instance. But when I look at what's going on, the dollar has not strengthened, although people are maybe a little bit nervous about it right now. The liquidity is not being withdrawn globally. The case for having a bull run, further bull, seasonal bull run in precious metals, I think is extremely strong. So I just look at this as a little bit of volatility here. But now the crude oil move, that's a breakout on NYMEX, not quite on the Brent. I've been talking about this on a pretty much a daily basis, but I did take my profit today because it really did surge upwards. We had crude up over $2, and I thought, well, that's taken Brent to the higher side of its range. A good strong 5-day rally. I think I'll stand aside, and if we get a little consolidation, then I'll come back in, whether I get to buy it back lower or have to pay up. But more importantly, in terms of the analysis for people monitoring this market, crude oil has completed or is in the process of completing a very lengthy ranging consolidation. And that pattern, okay, maybe we see a little brief consolidation, but I think that pattern will support higher levels. Now, most of you tend to play this through the oil shares. They had a very good day here today, not surprisingly, and I think that will continue. So I do think the sector will remain hot here for a while. And what else to mention? I think that's pretty much it, and I do not want to run on too far, so I'll say all the very best to all of you.